We're looking for details, Dave Maurer. You engaged in some golfing action yesterday. Hopefully it wasn't too hot on the links for you. And
No, we made it, but we took advantage of shade wherever we could find it while we were waiting for people to clear ahead. And it was a great outing. It was on behalf of the rescue ministries of Mid-Michigan to raise money for the shelters. And a group of 40 golfers were involved, and they raised $75,000.
Wow.
Which was a nice number. So it,
and you were out at Apple Mountain,
Apple
right?
Mountain. Yeah. The group, I was Art and Mark Thomas, myself, and Jason Wolverton from Forward all played together. And Art played 9 holes, and he had enough heat. And the other 3 of us kept going, and we played actually 19 holes. You could replay up to 9 holes of
really?
Your 18. You had to play 18, but then you could go back and replay them if you wanted to better the score. But we started on 17, so or on 18, and we're finishing on 17. So we thought, well, we'll play one more hole. We'll play the 18th because we've got to go that way anyhow. But a lot of the, some of the people went out. Bill Hobson, one of them, played 27 holes of golf yesterday in that heat. So I'll tell you this, we were drinking a lot of water.
Good. Gotta stay hydrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
How was the course?
Course is beautiful. It's
in good
just
shape.
Pristine, yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Of course, Art and I were getting to tee off on the Reds, so the tee box is virtually untouched. It was in great shape. And the greens, everything. There are areas where things are browned out a little bit in some of the rough areas and stuff because of just how dry it's been. But the course itself is, yeah, it's great shape.
Well, we know that Apple Mountain and other courses around the area doing what they can to maintain the best possible playing conditions in this heat. Obviously, it's not easy sometimes.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
And,
so,
and,
yeah.
And the game overall?
We did okay. didn't do great, but I had a lot of pars. I managed to get us one birdie.
All right.
Everybody contributed at one point or another.
Well, that's good to hear. So, and you had fun, and for a good cause.
Art put a lot of balls in the water. Maybe that has something
was that intentional? Maybe he wanted to be near the
I don't know.
It's part of the hydrating. He thought, well, you know, as long as I'm hot, I'll make sure my balls are okay. Fish a mountain like that. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was hot. We were supposed to have dinner outdoors after playing out there, and it was really hot. So we were fortunate that we had dinner inside at Kathleen's. So that worked well.
Well, good to hear that things went well, as we said, in a good cause for the rescue ministries of Mid-Michigan. And good to know that that event is taking place. There's some other events taking place, too. No problems when it came to some of the parameters and protocols of...
No, everybody was, basically social distancing. But when you went indoors, you'd put on a mask. I mean, if you had to go in and use a restroom, or you wanted to get in and cool down a little bit between rounds, or between the front and back nine, some of us cooled down a little bit, and then, but then to go into Kathleen's, you have to wear a mask. So until you're seated at your table, then obviously you take it off when you're eating. But no buffet or anything like that. It was a plated meal. The staff brought it out and served it. And so maintaining all the protocols, it went well.
Well, it's been said from the beginning of all this, if there was one sport we thought that could be done and some kind of event that could be held, golf seemed to be one of those that you could still have the opportunities to do those kinds of things. That and, your favorite sport.
Tennis.
Have you been out playing tennis at all?
Just maybe once or twice. Okay. Not much this year.
Not right now.
yeah, I know. Man.
That would be real hard. Energetic.
Last place you want to do is be running around an asphalt tennis court.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So, well, good to know that there's some things like that going on in some places.